When I look at lace pattern books, like this one by Isabella Parasole, I can almost hear music if I look closely enough. I see in these pages a complex counterpoint of rhythms and melodies. And we could then think of the lace makers themselves as highly accomplished yet unrecognized musicians, and the lace in this exhibit as the inimitable and personal interpretations each of those women has made of the graphical scores provided for them in these pattern books. The author of this book, Isabella Parasole, was a famous engraver and woodcutter active in Rome around the turn of the 16th and 17th centuries. She married another woodcutter and engraver, Leonardo Parasole. He took her surname, not the other way around, and she then often hired him to work on her projects. Before making these lace pattern books, she was herself hired to make woodcut prints for a significant herbal, a book documenting plants from around the world. And these patterns from the globalized natural environment, she then reworked into her lace designs. When I look at these swirls of Parasole's, these running patterns, these arabesques, I also see clear influence of art practices from Asian, African, and Islamic cultures, visual innovations that were flooding into cosmopolitan Italy at this time in the form of carpets, pottery, and embroidered silks. In the dedication of one of her lace pattern books, Isabella Parasole writes to her benefactor, the Queen of Spain, that in the spirit of a warrior coming to serve a royal lord with their weapons in hand, she comes offering the weapon of her needle. In the dedication of another, Parasole compares her work to that of mythological Arachne. In that story, peasant Arachne becomes famous as a young weaver, is challenged by Athena to a tapestry weaving contest. She wins that contest. The enraged goddess then beats her, Arachne hangs herself, and she is then transformed forever into a spider. When looking at these books, I also like to recall that they were printed not on paper, but on parchment. Parchment itself being made not from plant matter, but from the skin of sheep, goats, or calves. The women who made this lace in convents, in country villages, in charitable houses for quote-unquote reformed sinners, would start by literally puncturing these pages with needles, stabbing those needles through animal skin, that is, and drawing the flax thread through this skin before the page was eventually disappeared, and all that was left behind was a beautiful porous linen cloud, like the spirit that lives on after the flesh is long gone.